So by this time he was already finished eating, and it's almost sunset. And I guess it was sunset already because it was getting dark inside. So he said, well, I have to go. I don't want to get caught in this thing. That's the only thing I can do is to warn you that it's coming, and if there's any way you could avoid it or cure it, then see if you have anything. But there isn't much I can do. So they said, okay. They were very anxious. They were just, the women were just wringing their hands and all that stuff, and they don't know what to do. And at last, as he goes out, they ask him again, can you think of anything? Can you suggest of anything to do? Did you hear anything at all? How to prevent or cure this disease? So he says, well, I didn't want to tell you this because it's embarrassing. So they said, tell us anyway. Since they told me that some men that I have met, the only way they can prevent it is that to stick their head into the ground and left the real end up. So the woman said, well, strange, really. Is it contagious? Because in the air, we breathe. Yes, that it sounds like it, he says. That maybe that's why they put their head down on the ground, not to inhale. You know, anyway. So he says, you just have to. But how do you know when it's coming? They say, the woman. Well, he says, it travels with the wind, because this wind seems to travel with this disease. There is usually a gust of wind which brings the disease. So the ladies now begin to formulate their defense or prevention or whatever. So he says, goodbye, goodbye, good luck to you. And the women were just reluctant. They said, well, when do we? How far behind is you? He says, I don't know. It could be very close. It was only yesterday that I met a man who told me they had it, so I moved away from there. So they say it could, so he says, it could come anytime. Just prepare for it. So the women, is that all we can do then? Stick our head in the ground, stick our bum in the air. Well, hide your mouth into the ground. It's about all you can do. So if you hear it, then just quickly do that. That's all I can say. So he went out and took off in the direction. So the women went in. But the parents and the men folks are still out. And it was after sunset. Soon the men folk will be in. And he knows that. So he took off, not far from the camp, you know, he turned right around and went towards where the wind is coming from. So he went there, and what he did was he cut the branches or willows or tie holders, anything tied together, and he began to run towards the camp. And those tie holders and everything that he drags, it sounds like as if the wind is coming. And that's exactly what he wanted the women to think. As soon as he reached the camp, you can hear the women say, well, there it is, there it is, there is a wind. I guess automatically then what he did was, you know, he went to run around the camp dragging those tie holders and everything. That makes sounds as if the wind is moving with the trees. And as soon as he ran around twice, and as soon as he get in front of the doors, so he just take off his snowshoes and left the door flap and look in, and here were the women putting their heads on the ground and stick their bum side up. So all he did was, you know, just walk right in. And he has his way, and he has his sex, as he had planned to do. So anyway, after he has his way, then he walks and travels off again.